metaphysical realms, Carolyn and Jay. Converse in mystic, ethereal ballet. Ideas and stories, hopes and dreams they share. With intuition as their guiding, cosmic flair. In morning's embrace, their dialogues unfurl. Metaphysical whispers, a new day's pearl. In these whispered tones, they contemplate the night, where truth and wonder take their graceful flight. For in their words, a resonance may swell, as conversation's magic casts its spell. Welcome to Carolyn and Jay's Metaphysical Conversations. Good morning. It's Carolyn and Jay here with Metaphysical Conversations, and it's Monday, December 18th, 2023, and you are listening to 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. I'm also here with Jay. And Jay, where are you? Are you there?
I'm here. Good evening. Good morning and good evening.
Good evening, Wendy. How are you doing today?
How
are
you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing good. It's wild that we're here this Christmas week.
Yeah, are you getting all the lights and presents together?
I am doing what I can to dot all my T's and, or dot all my I's and cross all my T's, however that saying goes, to make sure that I'm ready to go. As you can tell, I'm ready since I can't even say it right.
I know. What was it? I think it's Nancy Grace that always says bass backwards. Backwards.
It's like, sometimes it just comes out that way.
Yeah. Oh my. Well, if you'd like to call in today for an in-depth question, you can get us on between 7:15 and 7:35 for a reading on 857-232-0155, extension 870303. The number again is 857-232-0155, extension 870303. Get your fingers a dial in. We'd love to hear from you. And Jay, how would they get it if they want to post a question?
They would head over to the Facebook group, and that would be by going to 12radio.com. That's the number 12radio.com. Click on the chat button there on the left-hand side of the screen. It does open up a private Facebook chat window. You have to send over an invitation. We will get you approved while you're live on the air. And then you'll see our banner at the top of the page. That's where you can place your comments and you can join the conversation that way. And you can call in, like Carolyn said, we're doing readings from 7:15 to 7:35. And you can call us at 857-232-0155, extension 870303.
Okay, cool.
I'm excited. I have a feeling we're going to get some callers today.
I have a feeling too. So Jay, I think maybe we should come up with a topic, maybe talk about connecting psychically, maybe practicing a little bit with connecting psychically and really looking at ideas of how we probably even use it without even knowing it, but can help, it can help us to develop, right? So like, for instance, active listening, you know, sometimes we tune out when somebody else is talking. So one of the ways to connect psychically with another person is really using active listening and engage in deep, you know, attentive listening to truly understand someone, right? Mm-hmm. And the other person's feelings. That's one way you can begin to start to really tune in, right?
Absolutely. And I feel like active listening, I know that's what it's called, but I feel like we have to call it something else because it's so much more powerful than what it might sound like on the surface. But it is really, really important to being able to connect and understand not only where someone's coming from, but also where they're headed.
You know, it is. You're right. There is a different word for that. I think it's being present, isn't it? Really being present for the other person to hear, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It is a huge requirement of everybody, you know, to really want, you know, to really making sure that you are there, and you and because you want to kind of develop yourself, so that you're present for the other person. You know, another one is empathy. When you're really connecting psychically with a person, you've got empathy. You put yourself in their shoes so you can genuinely feel with and understand their emotions, right?
I mean, and not just to understand them, but I feel like empathically or having that empathy, you're in a sense putting yourself in their shoes and going that extra mile to really understand where they're coming from, like from a
Right.
contextual kind of place. But getting more of the clues and cues to what's really happening, not just what maybe it might look like on the surface.
Yep. Yeah, and if you practice these things, you know, you do you you're you know, it's I mean, you know, it's the thing to do for a person, for a human, to be there. You know, it's not only practicing to connect psychically and to really understand another person, but it's really being human. That's the proper way of being human, right? Nonverbal communication is another thing we can do too, to kind of pay attention to our body language and other verbal nonverbal cues to grasp unspoken messages. That's another thing we can do. Nonverbal communication.
What's the nonverbal communication that you notice the most when
Well,
you?
say a person doesn't want to go someplace, maybe their expression is like, oh, I don't like that, but they're expressing it with their facial expression, right? I don't want to do this. I don't want to have anything to do with this. And they're really putting their vibe out through maybe they're crossing their arms and saying, oh, I don't want to go to that. I just don't want to go to that, right? And so you're watching for the nonverbal stuff that's happening. Grunts, for instance, too, but that is kind of a verbal thing. But body language can also show where a person stands with it.
It's true. I mean, I feel like honestly, body language is sort of the trying to think of what to call it, but it either lets you know that someone's words are lining up to
Yep.
or that they're disingenuous and like their body language is telling you one thing and their words are telling you another, and then from there deciding what that actually means. Since it's not like it's not congruent or like the, one isn't I can't I'm my words this morning are like one isn't like I don't know like showing itself or revealing itself or it isn't lining up. That's really what I want to say. It isn't lining up to the other, and that's like a clue that either someone is really comfortable in their own skin and able to communicate those things clearly and be present, like you said, versus someone who wants you maybe to believe that they're feeling, much more uplifted or happy than they really are.
Yeah, so in other words, you can actually cop online through the nonverbals too, can't you?
Say that one
When
thing,
somebody
you can do
can
what?
cop online that they're lying through
Oh,
nonverbal communication.
yes. Yep.
Yeah. So it's the unspoken message that you're looking at. Another thing to do too is to create shared experiences. Let's see. To build a psychic connection. So, that can be anything from playing frisbee to riding a horse, but that way you're kind of on the same psychic level. You're enjoying the same activity, right? So you're kind of connecting through an activity or an experience to kind of build that connection with whoever it is you're wanting to do, a friend or a partner. So shared experiences is another way that we can start to, build that muscle.
I love that. Well, and it's a way too, because in the shared experience, you can somehow, some way, it's like how we're able to connect and see how we're much alike someone else, or how they may go about doing something or facing a situation totally different than we do. But that it doesn't have to be bad or worse, or it's just different. You know, it's just another way. I feel like it can reveal those kind of things for us if we're paying attention.
Right. You know, and I guess, so if you have that friend or that partner that really wants to work on it with you too, the other thing we could do too is, you know, you could even use like telepathic exercises, you know, like closing your eyes and connecting with the other person and flowing your energy back and forth, you're both doing it. So you can both visualize, you know, together to strengthen that telepathic link between you. So that maybe would be one way. You can see that as a flow of liquid light, you know, connecting you. You know, see it, just see it, see the both of you as connecting, you know, through this liquid light. It's one thing you can do, and then you can discuss how you've seen it after you've done it, after you've practiced with it. I wonder if there's anything else, that any other tricks that we could try, like geometric shapes, you know, like you choose a simple geometric shape, like a diamond or a square or even a star. And then you send that to your partner and see if they can pick up. Right.
Have you ever used those psychic cards where they have those shapes like you're talking about, but I think they're usually in black and white, and but where you are in like a group setting and then people team up and then the partners do it like what you're saying. And let's say you have a star on a card and you communicate that. But that it helps you to communicate it because it's the image is on the card. And
you know, it's easier especially for some people who aren't, you know, aren't visually inclined, you know, to have something on their inner screen. So you're right, Jay, that would help. You could draw it out. In fact, you could both have a set of those cards, right?
You're right.
And then you pick a card and you send it off to the other person in your mind. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Another way to practice that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, the other thing you can do too, especially if one of you is like feeling a little bit low, is you can do an emotional connection exercise, you know, and send a specific emotion to your friend, like calmness or joy, and really project the emotion to them mentally, you know, towards the person, and then see if the other person can feel it. You could even say what you're sending to ahead of time, but you know, these things too, it helps you feel safe with your partner and helps you build something between you, the two of you, especially, you know, it just helps you to have something to build, you know, and play with, right?
Totally. No, I remember, gosh, 2 decades ago when I was turning myself back on and I knew I had psychic intuitive abilities, but I didn't know how to trust them, like you said. And so I was taking classes and these sort of activities were some of the different exercises. And they are kind of scary and they put a lot of pressure on when you've never done it before, you've never done it in that kind of environment, but it really helps because like anything else, practice, like musicians, for example, playing a song, even if they're great at the guitar, they still may need to more than likely practice a particular song that they're learning until they get it to the point where they get it. In the same way, even if we're, quote, gifted as a psychic or a medium or both, and we have a particular ability, that doesn't mean that all of a sudden we're going to just be able to use it at will and be able to understand, like, what that part of us is telling us. Like, it's through the interaction, it's through the experience, it's through the practice that we get to understand, like, how that operates for us, and we fine-tune it in a certain kind of way.
Yeah, and it's also too delivering the information as you see it. So you're right, it's developing yourself and learning how to share that idea that you've just seen, right?
Well, because exactly. Because I think we can know intuitively, like let's say, you know, you get the intuitive hit, But part of the practice is getting around our head that's going to, you know, tell you that it's not right, or try to tell you that, are you sure? You know, just second that part of us that can second guess ourselves. It's like learning how to work around that.
It's really it's, what it is it's training yourself, right? You really it's like riding a bike. You practice with it, and you fine-tune it, and you learn how to use it. So that's a good idea. The other thing too is regular meditation is really good to help to build yourself too. It can help to open your intuitive senses and promote psychic connection, because you're really what that does to me is it really calms your own soul, calms yourself, and really puts yourself in a more relaxed state, so that you're open to the senses, right? So meditate too.
It is. It's a certain kind of. It's almost like we got to find our own finesse with ourself and how we pick up on others. And like I said, oftentimes we have a natural inclination that has led us to our psychic abilities. But then there's the part of if we want to take them to the next level, how do we do that? And that's where we got to fill in and practice those areas that we aren't comfortable with or that still feel mysterious to us. And I'm not going to say that you're ever going to solve all the mysteriousness. But at the beginning of our journey of psychic development, and or I'll say it from my own perspective, at the beginning of my own journey of my psychic development to now, not that things are still not mysterious, but they're not mysterious in the same way after now having the experience and the practice. So I just share that with you that if you're just getting started or you feel like this is just still very overwhelming, to try to break it down, take it one step at a time. Carolyn and I didn't get to where we are in a day, and neither are you. You know, it's going to be those kind of, it's the kind of thing we all have to work at a little bit or a lot.
The other thing you can use too is learn to really share your dreams. Talk about your dreams, especially with a partner or a friend. Because it helps to kind of fine tune. Your dreams are kind of an access, right, to your intuition, and it really explores the subconscious connection with deeper insights. You can go into deeper insights regarding and find that within the dream that you've just had, to figure out how it really connects with what you're needing to decide or go a direction you're going to go in. So dream sharing can help also, right?
Totally.
It's a sign of quality. And one of the things that I looked at when I was first starting too was the sixth chakra is intuition, right? And when I was tuned in and see a person would have a tear in their eye, I would use the metaphor of a tear, and if you could see tears, it would mean that they're a dreamer. And usually that means that you're pretty psychic. You have a bit ability to really connect on the psychic level when you're a dreamer. So that's one of the metaphors that I've used in the past to check that out in the sixth center.
That's a great idea. Well, and you're speaking of something too. I feel like we have to develop our psychic symbols, or like our psychic symbol library, and what the different things that those symbols indicate, and how to use them, like you're saying, in a sort of like intensity, like on like an intensity dial, where being very intense or less intense as far as like how much someone might be either psychic or how they might be using one of their abilities. And that is also something that we develop over time, I feel like, because it's like we gotta see it in ourself, and we also have to have enough experience to see it in others. And that's where the practice comes in, because it's in the seeing it in others and getting that. It like it reinforces in a certain kind of way those symbols in, for us to know what they mean, and to know what they mean like when they drop in.
That's right. And the other thing to say too here is that if you have the desire to be intuitive, you'll get there. It's just like, you have to practice, but you'll get there if you have the desire to be that. It's just like anything. If you want to be an artist, if you want to, learn how to be a scientist to fly to the moon, you practice with it. So it's anything that anything. It's really making the time to practice. So, engage in like intuitive games. You can just practice different things. Maybe pick a time with a friend at 4 o'clock when you're going to be in a different area and just send each other energy, right? You can try that all. And then talk about it later on when you're together about, if you felt anything. It also helps you too, doesn't it, Jay? When you think about that, when you send really good vibes to somebody, it really helps you, helps your own core. So it comes back around without you even, trying, because once you do that, sending out good vibes, it comes back. So.
It's reminding, absolutely, and it's reminding me of I was working with a psychic when I was turning myself on, trying to understand what was happening to me. And one of the, a couple of things she had me do to help me learn was she gave me a guided meditation to do, and she had me practice every night at 11 o'clock. And she also would do what you said, would go come on and at the meditate at the same time. And we would do some energy work. And that was the first time that I saw someone in my head,
Oh,
like
yeah.
their face in my head, and understood that that I was communicating with her in a certain kind of way in my head and what that was like. And it is really trippy, and some of these things can be startling. And that's the other reason why it's important to practice when there isn't any pressure or there isn't any like absolute need to like to get it right, or just the what we can put onto ourselves if, like, let's say we're charging money for it. That kind of takes time to get to that point where you can handle and work under that kind of pressure without being under pressure, if that makes sense.
Oh, definitely it does. But that also comes, you really have to know what the rules are. And I always have said to the rules of seriously what not to say sometimes. Even if you see it. So it's really important to really study all the different aspects of it before you start to charge somebody for doing it. And let's see, another thing you could do too is you bond through nature, right? You can spend time in nature, and tune yourself to the energies around you, and that will also deepen your connection. As you do these things too, especially like say you're out walking, checking out a waterfall, and you brought a picnic along with a friend. I mean, definitely that connects you, and that's something that will help to relax you even several days out. When you can both look back at that time that you had near the waterfall, right? So that's tuning in and connecting. There's just a lot of ways that kind of are unspoken stuff that help to kind of build your psychic abilities that you can take advantage of just right away, because they all help. They all help you to be a functioning working person. Go ahead.
Totally. Well, I was just going to say, do you feel that in your experience that you have practiced these certain things, and then there's like your human idea of what you need and what has to happen, and then there's what spirit knows you need and has to happen, and like also working with understanding and learning how to get to know that part of you, and that there is sort of like an organic flow to all this, in a certain kind of way as we get more and more steam, or another way to say it is like really get going in that direction. It all starts falling into place and coming together more and more, and it kind of has its own pace.
Well, yeah, you it's like trying to dig in and research something, right? You figure out what works and what's working for you to help you to feel like you're going further, like you're stepping ahead. So sure, when you realize that something has worked and that you feel more in tune because of it, you're going to hold on to that, and you're going to add to that, right?
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
You know what I think we ought to do, Jay, is maybe pick into the hat unless you have anything in the chat room. Do you want to check that out?
We do have a couple people joining us in the chat. I know Pamela and Renee are joining us. And Pamela says, listening in, happy holidays. Stormy here in the Northeast. Power has been out for 5 hours. Very happy it's raining. Pamela, please be safe in the storms. But rain is good. I know we're going to get some rain tomorrow here in Southern California. And then Renee says, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Carolyn and Jay.
Oh, happy holidays to you. Thank you guys for tuning in. I guess we should give the phone, or are we already at that point, Jay?
I have the phone line up. It's probably good to give the number. And then I was thinking we both have holiday messages that we recorded. Maybe we can play our messages to just so that way everybody has a chance to hear them in case they haven't already while we're live on the air. How does that sound?
Okay, sure.
As like a little interlude. We could have like a little break.
Okay.
Let's see if I can get yours up here now. We'll play yours first. And
hello, everyone. This is Carolyn from 1-2 Listen and 1-2 Radio here, wishing you a harmonious holiday filled with boundless joy and a new year brimming with blessings and fulfilled wishes. Your presence in this community is truly appreciated, and I extend my deepest gratitude for allowing me to be a part of your journey. With warmest wishes, .. me, Carolyn.
All right, we got yours played there. Beautiful message to everybody. And let me get my fun little message queued up here. And let me get, I'm playing them in different areas. That's why I gotta make sure I have everything turned up here. All right, here we go. And here's my message, everyone. Season's greetings, cherished friends. I'm Wizard Jay, extending my heartfelt wishes for a joyous holiday season. As we immerse ourselves in the magic of this time, I want to personally thank each one of you for being a part of our 1-2-listen.com community. The holiday brings us together, not just to celebrate, but to connect and share our stories. At 1-2-listen.com, we embrace these moments by offering guidance, understanding, and heartfelt conversations that light up your path and warm your soul. I invite you to join me, Wizard Jay, and our community as we explore the depths of wisdom and connection during this festival season. Our space is where your journey meets insightful conversations that add joy and meaning to your holidays. May your celebrations be filled with a sparkle of wisdom, the comfort of understanding, and the warmth of cherished connections from me and the entire team. Happy holidays.
Yay!
Woohoo! That was fun. One, I love that we get to do those messages. So I appreciate Mark having us do that together.
Yeah. So why don't we take? I'm gonna. Should I pick from the hat on a reading for an upcoming listener or maybe one of the listeners in the room?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay, let me just shuffle the hat around here. Okay. You know, this isn't what our usual type of listener is, but this is a person who's been a little bit troubled. I'm seeing it as a guy. And it looks like he's been almost like a on the streets type of person. He's looking, he's been But he's coming around. I mean, he's coming around. It looks like he's been a, he's been the type of person that's been, I guess, stealing a lot. But it feels like he's coming up on the upside of realizing that he wants to go in a better direction for his life. What are you seeing with him? Okay.
I do see the more checkered sort of past, and I do see what you're seeing in the sense of overcoming a lot of adversity, and like I just see that the stealing and the cutting corners was more from like how that person learned how to live life, like childhood programming from upbringing, and like all of us, we have to find a way to move beyond that, you know, regardless of if we were even given a mind virus or a few, we have to learn how to overcome that. And I feel like this individual, he has done an awful lot of work, but it's been like touch and go, like expansion and then some contraction and then more expansion and a little bit contraction. And so it's a bit of a back and forth. And I feel like this person might have had like a what would appear to be a backward slide, but I feel like it's more in its appearance on the surface than what's really happening. And this is where it's important not to fall too deep into your own like overthinking mind, critical thinking mind of like what you think it is, because I feel that's discounting or not taking into account all the work that this individual's done so far and the headway that they've made.
You know, I wonder too whether he's hit rock bottom, and he's in a place now where I feel like he really sees that there's light at the end of the tunnel. So I feel like, and what did you use? A backslide? You used mm-hmm. the term of backslide. Yeah, I feel like he really backslid, but I feel like he went to the point of knowing that he never wanted to go there again. And I feel like I see him as looking towards light now and looking at wanting to change this entire pathway. So I feel like whoever this is, they've gotten around the right people to do it now too.
Agreed. They do. They have, like, I see they got, like, help.
Oh, yep. Looks like they have. Yeah. You know, so many people that call in too, or that are part of our community, you know, they're go-getters, usually a lot of go-getters. So whoever this is feels that, you know, it's not our usual part of our community, but man, it looks like he's got a really strong light about him, and he's going to be a good member.
Absolutely. I feel like sometimes the more adversity we have to figure out and where we come from, there's just more experience and maturity it can bestow upon us when we do figure it out, that is.
Yeah. So more power to him. Do you want to pick somebody out of the hat?
Sure. Let me see here. Message. Who wants to come through? Interestingly enough, this is like the show for men, because I feel like this is another man.
Okay.
And that is unusual, because not that I don't have male clients, because I do. I know you do too, but I definitely have more women females that call. And but for this particular person, I feel like they're a man, but I feel like they might have like an effeminate side or a feminine side. Like they have balanced some of their feminine energy. The way I see it is we have two natural genders as far as male and female, and then there are masculine and feminine energies, and we all have masculine and feminine energies regardless of what gender we are born as. And we, through that sort of combination that we all have that's individual, make up and use that. And that's what makes us the man or the woman that we are. And that's, I'm boiling that down. I'm putting that in very simple terms, especially in light of all the latest conversations on gender and transitioning and all the different ways we could kind of drill into that conversation. I don't feel like that this person is going in that direction, but I do feel they've had to spend a lot of time to temper the part of them that was very, very masculine, because their heart and their intuition and their compassion has all been coming up and wanting more of a say, and all that hardcore masculine kind of energy that would block some of that out or second guess it or mark it as not valuable information. I feel like this person is struggling with incorporating the more feminine side of themselves.
He's been a little on the edges, especially with women,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Feels like been really rough around the edges and almost having a mean side. But I feel like, right, I feel like he's looking at learning how to cut the edges and learning how to be kinder to everyone around him. But you're right, to balance that and to bring that more feminine, energy in with it, that is more empathic and has that ability to connect with another person without controlling the other person. He's had a lot of controlling issues, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, it's like he's been shown or programmed how to do it a certain way. And it's like he's trying to show himself like this whole other side of how to live life and how to engage with life and in relationships. And it's having to break down or like come up against all that programming that was in there ever since he was a kid, and like having to, in essence, like reteach or retrain a part of himself to let this other part like have more of a say, more airtime, more like, so that way that energy can come in and actually do something.
You know, and it looks like too, and it looks like he's having help around this with somebody. I'm seeing a female around him helping him with this, more of a counselor type of person. What are you seeing about that? I feel like he's having help to help guide him.
Agreed. Someone with the experience, and they're interestingly enough leading him to play more, to lighten up, to learn how to be in that space, because that's where that seriousness about all of it is what's like that weight is what is like keeping him in this certain kind of space. So I want to say Tara is joining us. Good morning, Tara. And Tara actually has a question here. Yeah. She says, I would love a message, please, about work and finances. This is usually one of the busiest times of year, and I'm lucky if I get booked one client this week. Is this in itself a message to take time out to rest or to focus on my business? Hoping I get busy again soon.
Do you want to take it first or?
Sure. I'm going to pull a couple cards on this one just to get I'm getting a vibe, but I feel like there's a deeper message here. All right. Let's see. All right, Tara. Message for Tara. Okay, so I'm getting that this is a definitely a growth period for you. And I know growth usually means like business growth, dollar growth, where you see the increase. This particular growth is more of a growing from the inside out. This is more of like a spiritual kind of growth that's happening on an energetic level. And part of that is why you're noticing this space in your physical reality, because there's your human needs, there's your human responsibilities and obligations, and then there is what I would say where your spirit wants you or has you, and what your higher self finds important. And so I feel like there's a bit of a collision is a little bit too strong of a word, but there is like a colliding of intentions, needs, desires, and also the motivation from the inside out of where that's all coming from. And I feel like that's what's getting like reworked and renegotiated for you. So that's where the space is coming from. There is a part of you, like a very old part of you, and it is the part of you that is programmed to see life a certain way, that is dying, to make room for this newer version of you that you've been working on for a very long time, but to more fully anchor it in and to take it to the next level. And we all go through expansion and contractions. This is a bit of a contractional time, so it isn't as busy, but it's more for you to use it as a regeneration period. That's the message that I get.
Yeah, I'm getting the same thing with taking time. It's your time to take time out to do something constructive and or relaxing for yourself to make yourself a stronger person when the business comes back around when you're really busy again with it. So, but it feels like the worries too about the business not being there. You can just say to yourself, it will be there. And for right now, I get to, you know, do my normal things that I enjoy doing until the work comes back around. So it's really almost you're getting trained to watch those waxing and waning times of your business, right? You're getting trained to engage with your life in a more relaxed way to really see it as you know, okay, right now it's a low, but it'll come back around and I'm being taken care of. There's a roof over my head. Everything's good. And I can still do whatever I want to do whenever I want to do it, right? And so you have to really honor the part of you that's been brilliant enough to get where you are today.
Agreed. Well, and you have not gotten yourself this far to drop yourself on your ass. And spirit isn't going to drop you on your ass either. And even though things may not be flowing or working how you anticipated, that doesn't mean on its face that then that means that there's something wrong. It's more that it's just different right now. Like there's a different kind of flow happening. And I think as entrepreneurs, anyone that's in business, we're so trained to look at everything from a numbers perspective. And how much money or how much time or how much am I booked? It's all from a quantitative kind of place. Because, you know, businesses, you got to see it. You know, it's just part of the nature of the beast, so to speak. But we also have to temper it when we are in business for ourselves with the part of being in business as an entrepreneur that it's still a very personal thing. It's still you as a person offering a business. So you as a person and your personality are going to come out into the business, including growth, like personal growth and business growth. It shows up in weird sorts of ways that we don't expect. And so I feel like this is in a certain kind of way that this is happening for you right now, where it's not like what you want. It's not what you were asking for, but it's still a part of your overall experience, and it's still a part of what it's going to take for you to get where you're going inevitably, even though you're not necessarily where you want to be right this second, if that makes sense.
It could be too that that the timeouts that you're experiencing that you used a little bit of that time to figure out how you want to increase the monetary part of your business in a new and constructive way that might be kind of fun for you. That might be, you know, bringing some new people up, you know, making some cold calls to connect. So whatever it is that might be coming up for you, but timeouts are often timeouts to restructure yourself or restructure how you want to go about the business.
Beautiful. Thank you, Tara. So Pamela says, she says, you two are my good luck charm. Power just came back on. I love that, Pamela. That's great to hear.
Wow. Really coming down there. Yeah.
And it looks like maybe there might have been an issue with the sound, but it looks like we're back. So so let us know if you can't hear us still, let us know. But it looks like
was she able to hear her reading? Can she comment to see, make sure that she got her answers?
Yeah, Tara, can you comment in and just make sure you were able to hear everything that came through? And I just checked the broadcast. I can still hear us coming on. So maybe we had one of those momentary music breaks that sometimes happens when the radio decides to have a mind of its own. Oh, and then Pamela says, okay, it's just me. So I guess it was just her.
Okay. Oh, good.
Maybe it was when her power came back on, it caused an interruption or something.
Yeah, that's quite a scene on the East Coast there right now with the storms. It's not good.
And I heard that, I saw some news reports, they're getting so much rain, it's incredible in some of these places in the East Coast.
Yeah, it's very scary what's happening with the climate change. It's like, what area is best to live in? So you have to really look at that and study how it's hitting all the different locations in around the world.
Yes, things are definitely different, and I feel whatever those quote normal weather patterns that used to be are not necessarily so predictable like we used to be able to depend on them. I feel like things really have gone into another kind of place where we can't just expect those things like we used to.
That's right. Yeah, I know. You know, one of the things I wanted to add to our earlier conversation, Jay, for really kind of connecting psychically, what if somebody's not really connected with whoever it is they're wanting to talk to, you know, or maybe they're having an argument, or maybe there's a breakup and you wanted to really say something. What I've always said too, what you can do with that is close your door, not let anyone hear you, but have a conversation as if the person's in the room, and just express yourself and then kind of tune in and listen to yourself, hear the answers that you feel that you would be getting. And it will help on some level, I feel like, because you're sending that vibe out to really understand and to hear their view of it, but also too, it will also help you to get more out if you're unable to do that in the regular wake and day, right?
Totally. No, and the way that I see what you're talking about is like another kind of way to go about that. And just from my own perspective is you can imagine a golden pyramid in your heart space and ask their higher self to meet you in there. And then, like you said, have the conversation. It gives you a chance to say what you need to say. It gives you a chance to open yourself up and understand where they're coming from and what other kind of psychic information that will help you understand the bigger picture. But like you said, it can help then when you have that conversation or the interaction in the physical world, having path paved the way with this pre-conversation really can make a huge difference.
Yeah, you're helping to calm the situation. What's the Golden Pyramid about?
The Golden Pyramid is a place to meet. It's like just to give your mind a place to see or to a place to
visual.
Like a focal point. Helpful.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's not like the try of anything. It's not like a body, mind, soul type of left, right, top pyramid.
No, not necessarily, no. Okay. No, more just a way to visualize it, yeah.
Okay, yeah, and again, that like you were saying, sometimes people have a harder time visualizing a particular image, and you can also use a card, you know, like Jay was talking about earlier, even to instead of seeing that golden pyramid, you could take a symbol and just place it in front of you and just have the conversation that way, too. If you have a problem with like visualizing a golden pyramid, right?
Exactly.
Because there are some can't. I've done guided meditations for people before, and it's rare, but it does happen where people can't actually see something. They have to sense it. You know, they have to sense that what I'm saying, and rather than actually seeing it. So that happens.
Totally. It happens a lot. I mean, even for me, like, that would happen to me where I wouldn't see a thing. I could feel it, but I couldn't see it. I could feel see it, I should say. And I learned how to feel see it.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. So what else are we looking at here?
We are almost at the top of the hour. Can you believe that? We're getting close to our wrap-up time, but I want to make sure that we aren't missing any comments. All right. Tara says, thanks so much for the confirmation. I know I'm abundantly supplied for, and I appreciate this time to focus on my spiritual work, play with my kids, and craft.
And trust it, Tara. Just trust that it's going to come back around. Especially if you keep telling the universe, "Oh, I'd like to have a little more business," you know, and you know, you just converse with the universe around that, right? And let the universe know that you know up ahead, you know, you can bring me more business. Right now, thank you for the time with my kids and the things that I'm doing. Right.
Exactly. It's like being able to find the benefit. Even if it isn't exactly how you want it or isn't ideal, being able to, this is where I like to ask the Holy Spirit to show me from the Holy Spirit's perspective, how to see the situation I'm in, or what does the Holy Spirit want me to see in the situation I'm in, to also help me see outside of where I might be, like seeing from the eyes or the filter or the perspective of the part of me that's trying to see something in a certain way versus being able to be open to have Spirit show me how to see it.
And, again, it's tough sometimes, right? When you're having to do it for yourself.
It is. I mean, this is where that's practice, 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 and it takes time. And this is where it is helpful to have assistance, because when it is for ourselves, sometimes for ourselves, it's the hardest to see. It's easiest to see in everyone else because it's less of a, I feel like, because it's not us, the risk or the pressure somehow is off. And so it allows us somehow to see it clearer. But when the pressure's on and our emotions are involved and we're involved and we're also invested in a particular situation unfolding, that's why I think it can be really difficult to tune in for ourselves sometimes.
Yeah, I agree with you. And when you need to talk with me or Jay, I'm on 1-2-Listen mostly from 6 a.m. until 4 p.m. Daily. And Jay, when are you on?
I'm on in the afternoons and evenings specific time. And if you don't happen to see me online, don't hesitate to hit the schedule an appointment button there on my host page or my bio page. And that lets me know right away that you're looking for me. And that works for all of us, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. And Jay, you also have some radio programs other than this one.
I do. This is my kickoff, my Monday morning kickoff with you. And then I have a show on Wednesdays, the Jay Barbell Show, my own personal show. And then I have a show with my partner, Alan. That one is a little bit later on Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. And then Raven and I team up on Thursday for Backstage Pass. It's an interview show where we interview the personalities from 1-2 Radio and 1-2 Listen to get to know everybody on a much deeper level. So I have a great time here as the producer, and I love that I get to do some shows too.
And Mark is up next, and Jay and I will be back on Monday, January 8th. We are off from the live talks until then, but we really hope that you guys have a great holiday season here, and we look forward to you joining us up ahead too.
Yes, we do. Please come back once the switchover happens for the year. We are going to have programming throughout the break. We'll have encores playing, but you can find all of our episodes on demand over on 1-2radio.com. And we are so grateful to have each and every one of you in our world. And even though we're going to be off on the radio as Carol and I said, will be on over at 1-2-Listen. So you're welcome to find us over there.
Yeah, Mark is up next. Oh, boy. And I guess, Jake, you have to take us into the clouds and let the guys go for now.
Yes.
Into the airway. All right,
Carolyn, you have a great Christmas and holiday season, and I will see you on the other side.
Thank you. All right, you too.
Okay, thanks. Bye for now, everybody.
Bye-bye.
In the mornings, gentle light, we bid you all good night. Ideas, stories, hopes, and dreams took flight. With Carolyn and Jay, conversations so bright, in this cosmic realm, where our stories ignite. Mornings embrace a new day's pearl. Their dialogues continue in this cosmic swirl. Thank you for joining with hearts full and swell in the mythical realm where our stories dwell.